Now, ditching the junk, this is where things start getting tricky. And I'm not going to lie to you, step one, step two, step three, step four, they're the easy parts. Make a decision to change. See once your life coaching client, or you have hit rock bottom hard enough, making a decision to change isn't so much of a complex or a complicated thing. When someone realizes that the only way their life is going to move forward is if they take control of the process, making a decision to change and taking action are just the practical next steps. Most people who come to you for coaching will already have taken those two. Bearing in mind, they most likely won't have come to you unless they had made a decision to change in some way. And the fact that they've actually come to you to begin with, well, that is actually them taking action. So based upon your competence and how effective you are, your communication skills, your communication styles, and how much value you ultimately offer your clients is going to determine whether they commit to you or commit to the process or not. And on the same level, their level of commitment to the actual process and the decision that they made is also going to determine whether they commit to the life coaching process too. And this is for you to assess on an ongoing basis. Ditching the junk can be about ditching anything that we've discussed throughout the course. Limiting beliefs. And we understand that limiting beliefs are a problem because most people don't know what their limiting beliefs are. None of us wake up in the morning and decide to develop some limiting beliefs. They are developed. Remember the video we shared earlier on, Maurice Massey's, the process or the three stages of life. We'll have the imprinting years, the socialization years, and what like. Well, that's where our beliefs are fundamentally developed, where we develop the beliefs about ourselves. We start assigning social labels onto ourselves. And that's going to be the stuff that acts as the noose around our neck that prevents us from moving forward and progressing in any area of life, as we define in the or through the Life Balance Workbook. So ditching the junk is about us beginning to identify the choices that we're making that aren't serving us. And through understanding core values, it might be the case that someone is choosing security over freedom. They might be choosing connection over authenticity, in which case they're also sacrificing freedom. Do you see how all of this completely interconnects? It might be that some people have a stinking attitude or some really detrimental communication styles or patterns that they use, which they may or may not be aware of, they might be completely unaware of. But as a coach, your coach is to help your clients bring out their very, very best, present their best, the best versions of themselves to the world. So through confrontation, we ask questions. I just wonder, is this serving you? Is it serving other people? As we go back to the Eisenhower model, or we go to the other model, win-win-win-lose, all that sort of thing. Things that are good for us, good for other people, good for ourselves, good for other people, not good for us, not good for other people. We use these frameworks to evaluate and assess and take stock as to whether the actions or the inactions that people are taking are actually helping them get closer to their desired goals. And if they're not, we're going to ditch the junk. It might be the case that some people come to you who are, 25 stone in weight. They have really low self-esteem. So they come to you for some life coaching to help them get out of this rut that they're in. Now, the fascinating thing about obesity is that people develop low self-esteem through the beliefs they develop about themselves in the earlier stages of life. So to make them feel better, they eat. But as a result of eating, they put on more weight. And as a result of putting on more weight, they then feel even worse about themselves and their self-esteem continues to drop. It's like a vicious cycle. So in this situation, we understand that what it is that needs to be ditched is the limiting identity belief that they have about themselves. We've already discussed that people act and behave in accordance with who it is they believe they are. So if someone believes that they're fat, ugly, worthless, useless, and these are some huge beliefs that people do carry around for anything up to a lifetime, then this is when the core identity model becomes absolutely crucial. Right, more than anything else, where you're helping someone to define who it is they actually are. If they believe they're worthless, well, you can help them to correct this belief by saying, okay, well, you say you're worthless, but you're loving. Could you be more loving? Could you be more caring? Could you be more honest? Could you be more generous? Could you be more giving? Could you be more sincere? Could you be more creative? Could you be more proactive? Could you be more compassionate, more passionate? Could you be commit more time to growing and developing yourself? Could you? And all you're really doing is asking them questions to help them implode the limiting belief that they have inside of themselves. By just asking questions, not by dumping loads of information and telling them who they are, by helping them to see who it is that they can potentially become. Does this make sense? I hope it does. I love this stuff. I want you to get it so bad so you can get out there and change the world. Why? Remember the get a fish principle? Give a person a fish, he'll eat for today. That's just a demonstration of dependency, which is what many life coaches today operate under. And they're fine with it. They just want loads of clients that they can make loads of money from. And I hate that. All right? For me, you can teach a man how to fish and he'll go away and he'll fish for himself for the rest of his days, but it's not particularly meaningful that. I love this idea. Teach a man or a person to teach other people how to fish, and together we can link arms, get ourselves out there and end world hunger. And this is kind of what we're doing here. We're ending world hunger through helping people to ditch the junk, the limiting beliefs, the destructive attitudes, the negative limiting behaviours, actions that they take in their lives. We understand that emotions can't really be ditched. You can't really ditch emotions because the emotions stem from the thoughts that we think. The thoughts that we think 9 times out of 10 always stem as a result of the beliefs that we've developed about ourselves as children. So if we can attack and correct or modify the beliefs, then everything else is kind of like a domino effect. Do. It just all falls into place. Trust me, I've seen this time and time again, all right? I know what I'm talking about here. Now, once someone has ditched their limiting beliefs, it's then and only then are they going to begin to recognize, identify, and possibly even accept and embrace their intrinsic value, which is going to be based upon the truth about who they actually are. And it's then and only then is your client then going to be able to even start considering giving something back, which is step 6 in this fascinating life coaching framework, which I'm going to share with you in the next video. So just to give you a quick overview, step 1, they've got to make a decision to change. Step 2, they've then got to take action. If they're not taking action, they've not made a decision to change. Step number 3, they've got to commit to something. They've got to commit to the process. If you're wanting to experience change in your life right now, what decision have you made that you've actually followed up with taking action about? Are you committed to this action, to this course of action? Are you committed to the process? And if so, how often, how frequently do you take stock? This is about evaluating and assessing your approach to tackling the decision that you've made, to overcoming whatever problem it is that you want to overcome. Taking stock is about adjusting and adapting if necessary, modifying the approach and making changes. It's also about ditching the junk, any negative habits, attitudes, beliefs, perspectives, actions, behaviours that you have that are preventing you from getting where you're at today to where you want to be. And just to be clear here, where we want to be in life is we want to be significant, don't we? We want to know that we're worth something to other people. We want to know that we're valuable. We want to know that we're valued by other people. And the only way this is ever going to happen is if we commit on some level to giving back, which we're going to unpack and explore in the next video.